Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it might be. You're listening to The Flea Show with a couple of idiots, backwoods, slap-jawed, booger-eating morons, otherwise known as idiots. And I don't know if it's two or three of them this week, Captain, but here you are, The Flea Show.
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of The Flea Show. This is Randy.
And Eric.
And Ken's not here right now. He is currently trying to get investors for his adult toy repair shop.
Trying to
get that up and going.
He's looking for a good electrician, too, I think, for that same thing.
Well, he will be working on battery and electrical adult toys.
And they are different.
And if you stop and think about it, it's really not that bad of an idea.
As long as you don't use them in the bathtub.
This is basically a recap and the post game of the Fox News broadcast yesterday and MSNBC of the big car chase in Dallas in which a man leads cops on a high-speed chase for over an hour.
Yes.
Which was actually very exciting as we all cuddled up together with popcorn and wrapped around in our Afghans on the station couch and watched all of the play-by-play action.
It was absolutely outstanding. I was just cheering for the guy over and over and over again. You know, it was almost like a ballet the way he drove.
Well, and you know, we were both saying, we don't want anybody to get hurt. But it was fun watching a guy maneuver in and out of lanes, through the traffic, onto exit ramps, back out onto the interstate. What most impressed me was the move he put on there towards the end of the chase, in which he actually faked out about three or four officers that were following him.
Yeah, he'd gone off that exit ramp, and they thought he was going to continue, and he drove it just far enough that the cops were already started to head down that exit ramp with him, and he swerved right back onto the service road and back up onto the interstate. Brilliant move.
And as I'm saying, I don't suggest anybody try this, but you know, we had just watched the Brickyard 400. Which was one of the best ever, in my personal opinion.
If not the best.
And to follow that up with this car chase in Dallas, just super driving.
I hear Tony Stewart called this guy and wanted him to start driving for him in one of his sprint cars.
One of the better ARCA racers that I've seen on the field. And the thing that really caught my attention also was the Shepard Smith saying how well dressed the guy was as he drove down the interstate,
and he was from the Midwest. He was an Indiana boy.
Well, it seemed to be driving on Indiana plates. So, and there were a lot of Indy guys in the Brickyard.
Absolutely,
who all did pretty well, except for the fine Purdue graduate. What's his name?
Ryan Newman.
Yeah, Ryan Newman. Yeah. He didn't fare so well, but it was a great chase. Kudos to the driving in the. Outstanding. I think it was a Chevy Tahoe or a Suburban.
Was it? I looked like an Explorer to me.
But could have been an Explorer. It was an SUV, but outstanding job. And he knew he was going to get caught. You just didn't know when.
Right. And it took him forever to get those spike strips out because he was smart enough to stay in high traffic areas so they couldn't throw out the spike strips or they'd wipe out other cars on the interstate. So the guy played it pretty smart as long as he could, but
absolutely
finally nailed him.
And big congratulations to the officer who did throw the spike strips out because he did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be standing next to a vehicle going 70 miles an hour and toss those strips
out. Zinged them back in, and man, they tackled his ass immediately once he stopped.
He was pretty much a lay down at that point, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, the main reason he was trying to outrun the cops is he was trying to get his cat to a veterinarian who is sick.
And Dallas has the finest vets ever. So, you know, he had to drive from Indiana all the way to Dallas just to see a vet.
Just a nice little 10-12 hour trip. And he had blood all over him, I guess. And I don't know if that means the cat was scratched. So he may end up with cat scratch fever or something like that. But when he was asked why he didn't stop, he said that he was hoping that the pursuing officers would quit following him, which they sometimes do.
Yeah.
Come on.
But do you really, if you're a police officer, really, do you want to chase somebody in that high traffic area like that at 100 mile an hour? I mean, just get the plates and you know, let the helicopter follow him. Why endanger other people on the road?
They're never going to lose him.
No.
But some great driving. Didn't get in any crashes, drove a clean race or a chase.
Yep. More so than you can say about Harvick and Stewart.
Oh, well, I thought Tony did an outstanding job.
Absolutely.
And a kudos to Tony Stewart, who Through the spoiler.
Through the BS on the air. And he's going to get fined for that and docked points for it.
All right. We'll be back soon with another flea show or update or something. And just if we got something on our mind, we'll post something. How about that?
I agree. Let's go smoke a cigarette.
Let's go smoke and get a cup of coffee and go through campus, maybe.
Let's do that.
How about
Let's
that? Do that. Ken will be back soon. Keep them batteries coming.
With the whole keg of KY.